Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer Rascal Flatts. When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free. An agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service. I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers eight counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881. And start packing.
Jake Smith Chew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Bates, find new roads.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Approaching 102 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Have you heard from baseball about any discipline for Anthony?
For what?
For the play last night.
Why would there be?
The reason the question was posed to Cubs skipper Joe Maddon on the Spiegel and Parkin show is because San Diego manager Andy Green called Anthony Rizzo's play a cheap shot, saying Rizzo's collision with catcher Austin Hedges at home plate was an egregious violation.
The play itself, like I said, everybody's entitled to their own opinions of what they saw. I saw good baseball last night. Now, if you choose to throw a ball at 90-some miles an hour at somebody in somebody's head, that to me is the egregious part of the game that should never be permitted.
Baseball introduced a rule in 2014 that forbids a runner from going out of his way to initiate contact with the catcher. Cubs and Padres play game two this evening at Wrigley. Mike Montgomery and Yolis Chacin, the pitchers. White Sox in Minnesota. The Sox have won five of their last seven. Derek Holland and Irvin Santana, the starters. The Sox recall outfielder Adam Engel from Charlotte. NBA rumors galore involving the Bulls. The Cavaliers reportedly trying to assemble a multi-team trade to acquire Jimmy Butler from the Bulls, while Dwayne Wade reportedly expected to pick up his player option to stay on the West Side. It's worth $24 million next season. Football former Bears receiver Marquise Wilson is signing with the Jets. Former Notre Dame quarterback Malik Zaire says he's transferring to Florida. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in downtown Wilmette. Golfers, this summer text Amstel to 55755 and visit the Amstel light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your your Amstel Light purchase. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was...
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Live life in the go.
How do.
Thank you to Zach Zaidman for the updates, and Joe Ostrowski before him. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, the fine producers of this program. Ray Diaz does excellent work. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thinking of our guests today, Anthony Lima, Robert Ford, and Steve Karp. They joined us as part of the three technique at 10 o'clock. Bobby Valentine was on the show, and Joe Madden, the feisty Joe Madden, just joined us 1 hour ago. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Florio and more. Also, Can't Do It tomorrow at 11:40 will feature the producers as open game. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are available for your questioning and attempted truth-finding pleasure. And now we welcome in, speaking of pleasure, Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Hello, men.
What's happening?
That was quite a performance by Joe Madden. That was really something. What are you talking about? I don't know. Please stop playing dumb. He knows exactly what's going on. What do you mean, discipline? What do you mean? And then he makes you go through, like, actually reading the words. Like, stop. Stop. You know, he knows what's going on.
I agree.
Come on.
Obviously.
Yeah, it was silly of him not to act as if you guys wouldn't be ready for that, too. I mean, that is trusting that you guys are not going to do your job in that situation and tell him exactly what he, quote unquote, didn't hear or didn't know about. You know, that's an unnecessary dance. You know, that's a waste of a couple of minutes when you can actually just get to how he feels about the rule, how he feels about the player, all those things.
How he feels about the other manager calling it a cheap shot.
Exactly. Yeah. He knows what the other manager said. And then the fact that we get back to baseball silliness, and it isn't a question.
They're going to get thrown at tonight.
And see, that's the thing. Andy Green might not order the code red, but we don't know the baseball place from which Jules Chassin comes, right?
Oh, it's happening tonight.
It could be anybody. You can go off the grid.
Especially with their reaction. If they would have reacted like, man, I'm glad the guy is not hurt. You know, it's the ambiguity and the rule and all the other stuff. But they came out and was like, yo, nothing happened. We didn't do anything wrong. We were playing baseball. And they're like, oh, okay.
Well, and the catcher's hurt, too.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'll order room service and I'll see you at 7 o'clock. There's a way this could be handled, but everybody's got their tough guy pants on right now.
See, that's the thing. It's like he's got the tough guy pants. The Cubs will keep the tough guy pants on, and you know what happens if you keep wearing tough guy pants? Somebody gets hit.
Yep.
That's what you're allowing to take place. Why wouldn't you walk across and say, hey, Andy, let's talk about this. Sorry that happened, man.
You're a broken wrist for Chris Bryant away from this season being done. So if you keep you play these games if you want to. The fact that the physicality has been taken out of the game to the extent that it has, I've had an issue with, because now the only way you can be physical with a guy is throwing a baseball at him and him running out and tapping you up a little bit.
Yep. Mm.
So now that you've taken that out at second base, which I agree with, and now the catcher running into the catcher,
they have
a Buster Posey.
They have to just take it out. If you're going to take it out, then just go ahead.
Well,
you're
going to get to the child's play of it and have a base behind him that you race to as a kid.
Sure,
orange safety bases,
and everybody's going to be talking about the wussification of the game. Then, so you can't really please everybody.
They're already talking about it, but that's the thing, is like you're either taking it out or you're not, and it's not out,
right?
Because if he's 6 inches to the left or he's 40 pounds heavier and leaning back, it's a clean play.
It's It's one that you can read. If you watch the video over and over and over again, you can convince yourself of anything. But I think it was clear that he wanted contact. And he made sure
that there was... He wanted to be safe, and he didn't trust himself to make a magic
save. He knew how out he was.
Right. That's the ball crushed him.
He was 2 steps away from like, uh-oh.
He didn't want to waste a leadoff triple.
Exactly.
And some people sent me like the magic slide video where like Rizzo, it's a double steal, and he's sliding into third. It's home plate. It's more important. There's a run there. Right. It's a different thing. Nobody runs over somebody when you're sliding into third.
A team that just swept you last time you saw him, too. A team that swept you last time you saw him, too. I mean, they want to win that game.
For sure.
They remember that. So, yeah, I mean, everybody can play like they don't understand, and then we'll have our meeting at the mound tonight or whatever the hell goes on, or the umpire coming out and saying, hey, guys, you know, warning you both.
I was going to say, start him with a warning, and that way it's an automatic ejection, right?
This one's just not as confusing as they're making it out to be.
It's not
a dirty play, but it's an illegal play. Right. You can disagree with the rule, but this is the rule. Yeah. He did it intentionally because he didn't want to waste the leadoff triple. It's not that hard.
And you can lament that the game has changed while still playing the current game by the current rules.
Yes.
And understanding that if there's going to be high dudgeon on our baseball field tonight, that you may, through this stance and through Rizzo's decision, you may have endangered your team and your chances of winning a World Series.
Yeah, and we'll, I mean, obviously we'll see what happens there if there's a suspension or an injury. But yeah, it was much ado about very little. This is not that complicated.
Yeah.
The NBA stuff, though, a little bit more complicated. Did you read Cowley's report? Yeah. The range of, they want Jimmy Butler and Jimmy Butler wants to go there. But if not, maybe Kyrie Irving wants to come to Chicago. That is an incredibly wide range of outcomes. How about for the next 72 hours?
The three alphas pretty much understand that running it back is pointless.
Yeah, they knew that during the season. At the end of the season, too, I said that if Jimmy Butler is really about that life, he would go elsewhere. He would now say it is time for me to go talk that talk somewhere else and actually walk that walk with a team that I can win a championship with. He's done everything else. He's got all the personal and individual glory you can have. He made them pay him his money. You know, he's got his shoe contract. He's done. He's done. If he really is about that life, he's done with the foolishness. And I don't blame him. It'd be good for the Bulls. It'd be good for him.
Well, if is his voice and his activity doing this enough to make the front office realize, look, every facet of the league and surrounding it is telling you to do this. I mean, everybody is saying it except them.
It isn't just that. It's the actual effect of what all this does on what wasn't really that great of a relationship going into this offseason. That they're to publicly be so torn and say, well, we're just doing our due diligence. This is the guy that clowned your coach. You know, I don't know. They're bending over backwards.
Well, they don't love that coach like that. And they love Jimmy Butler more than they love that coach.
And they also don't want to lower his value. I understand that you have to keep up the public face of value. But really, like you put it so eloquently a while ago, Jimmy's had to have a meeting with Jimmy for a while. Mm-hmm. And the Bulls have had to have a meeting with the Bulls for a while. What are you? What do you want to be? What's okay? What's not okay as far as your level of competition and what you're actually pursuing here? But this is it. This is it. This whole idea of building around Jimmy, they don't have the draft picks. They don't have the cap flexibility at the moment. And any cap flexibility is tied to Jimmy's presence. So it's like the gift of the Magi, right? I mean, you're going to get cap flexibility if Jimmy leaves and Wade's like, okay, I don't want to be any part of this anymore.
Another O'Henry reference. Another one for an NBA story. My God.
And it's the last time that if they really care about getting like certainty of the assets back, where it's not we want like ping pong balls in a bucket, we want to know what those draft picks are, whether it's 3 or 4 or whatever, it's the last time they can do it and get a haul. If they do it at the deadline, they don't know what the draft pick is. And if they do it next year, there's only 1 year left on the deal, and you're in a Carmelo or Paul George situation.
When you think about it, the only way the Bulls cultivated value, the way they created something out of nothing, was by drafting Jimmy where they did, and through his hard work, through any combination of whatever credit you want to give coaches, they created value. They took something that really was an end of the first round draft pick worth nothing.
It's like Golden State taking Draymond.
But now you've got a chance at in this particular market, in chaos there is opportunity where you might be able to cash in that value for something that actually gets you closer to a title.
I don't want Kyrie Irving, though. I mean, I love Kyrie Irving as a player, but I think all Kyrie Irving is by himself. If he's the best player on the team, is a guy who's going to hit a bunch of really fun regular season game-winning shots for you.
Purvis Short.
Yeah, I love him as a talent.
He's amazing.
I love him as a talent because he's got 23 next to him. You know, he allows him to do things that he wouldn't be able to do. You saw what that team was in Cleveland for 3 or 4 years without LeBron. I think Kyrie's a terrific player, but if that's what we're talking, then, you know, I might pull my cards back.
Does he think he could be Harden, though?
I'm all about who?
Kyrie. Does he think that given an opportunity...
No matter what he thinks.
I'm just curious. I'm wondering what
Harden ain't won a damn thing either.
I understand that, but he's also, a top five player in the league.
Well, what are we trying to do, though?
I'm trying to win a title. I'm not stumping for
Kyrie. You're trying
Kyrie
to win a title?
Irving.
Then go to Cleveland or Golden State.
Right.
I mean, seriously. It's everybody's just in a race to try and get there.
Well,
aren't they?
Are you talking about the fans or the players?
Stars. Oh, stars.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Kevin's going to give back money now. We're talking about Kevin Durant, you know, trying to do a little hometown discount for those guys. It's going to be, you got to get ready for what's going to happen when it's time to pay all those guys and when LeBron is done being awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And in this draft, there are a few players that I like a lot. And I'd rather start with a clean slate and guys who haven't been influenced by the league yet, haven't been influenced by fame and money and what this city can bring you. Because just think, Jimmy Butler is a talented player, but just think what an uber-talented player in this draft could be in this city. You know, if you get a guy like De'Aaron Fox, who I love, you know, a lot, I think he is going to be an outstanding basketball player. You're not going to get Markelle Fultz. He's already a 76er. You know, there's some feelings about Jason Tatum that he might be really good or he might be just another dude. I'm not a big fan of Josh Jackson, but I mean, there's some guys in here that you'd have to. There's no one guy that's like, all right, drop him on your team, and within 3 years you're gonna be a 50-win team. There's no guy like that, but there's a group of guys that you can draft. You need a cluster of picks. You need a solid core that's gonna get you through to when those picks are ready to be men, and you move on. This is a 3 or 4 year long play, and if that trade is made, and you get rid of Jimmy Butler. The first thing you have to do is say goodbye to John Paxson and Gar Foreman. You thank them for their service. You thank them for cutting that deal, and you keep it moving. Like, you got to start from the beginning. And Fred Hoiberg, you play him out for the next 2 years, and you go find a coach like Brett Brown or somebody out there, the next, you know, David Fizdale.
You
got to
revamp
like
your
that.
Whole staff. It isn't just your head coach. Yeah, your entire developmental mechanism needs new thought.
Yeah, I don't want to give a diamond to clumsy janitors. You know what I mean?
And what's
like a Dowell Loggins situation.
And what's more likely, that kind of overall overhaul? I like that, overall overhaul. Or just running it back again and trying for a playoff series?
What's more likely? I mean, I'm not going to be dumb for the third time.
Right, I don't think they're traded.
You know what I mean? Like, we did this.
See you Friday, Jimmy.
Yeah, right. We did this 3 years in a row.
Seriously.
Draft season is trade Jimmy Butler season.
Yeah, does anybody think it's going to happen? Anybody? Do you really think it's going to happen?
Well, I guess I'm
80-20 on it.
I'm looking for somebody to make a sandwich board bet here.
No, the only reason I would be more open to it, after a number of times of floating, after a number of times of putting a player through it, How you rebuild those bridges, how you bring them back and say, oh, yeah, we love you, it's fine. We were just doing our due diligence. That was the question about why, in God's name, Phil Jackson's talking about Kristaps Porzingis.
Yo,
when
man, Phil.
Why would you be poisoning a relationship? I mean, what are you doing?
Because Phil's really bad at his job.
He is one of the worst who have ever done it.
Not
just really bad. We're going to talk about it today.
Horrible.
In terms of greatness to poop. There aren't very many basketball stories like the one that's being written right now in New York. This man is an 11-time champion, and everybody thought I got killed by my co-host on Sirius XM NBA Radio for saying, you know what, this is not coaching. Like, this is every single day scouting players, going places you don't want to be.
No interest.
And everyone, oh, no, that's Phil, that's the Zen Master. I'm like, the Zen Master, my ass, he is not. He took that job to spite Jeannie Buss and to spite Jim Buss. And he took that job for less money, too, because the Lakers thing was about to be more money than this. And you see what Magic is about to get. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he is doing this right now, they're going to cut Carmelo. They're going to buy out Carmelo Anthony, which is essentially cutting him.
Crazy.
And trying to trade Kristaps Porzingis. I don't think there's a story or a comp like his
in sports history.
Traded for an 11-time champ who's a punchline.
Right. He traded for a center with one leg and paid him $72 million.
It's the worst contract since Jerome James got money from them. And Eddie Curry. You look at the haul that Eddie Curry got the Bulls. I mean, that it turned out to be Tim Thompson, all these other dudes, and Joakim Noah. But this right here, this Knicks thing, like we don't like.
Well, that's fun. A bigger fall from 11 titles to punchline.
Show it to me. Show it to me.
Mike with the Wizards. Not as long.
Nah, because
he averaged 20.
Yeah, and my,
right. No.
He blocked Ron Mercer.
That's why he got Mercer.
That was pretty bad.
Mike running the
Bobcats.
Yeah, the Bobcats
still played on the team.
Yeah, Adam Morrison thing was a tough look for him, but 11 championships to almost looking like you do not know what the hell you are doing around a basketball
team.
We
knew it when he announced he wasn't going to live there.
Derrick Rose trade.
When he said, "I want to do this, but I'm not going to live here. I'm going to live here."
Right, so you're not really going to do it.
This is a historic run of ineptitude.
I need a Hall of Fame baseball player who was a horrific manager for a long time.
Yes,
because that doesn't happen. The long time is part of the issue that makes it uncomfortable.
Ted Williams, out of there in 2 years, right?
Ted Williams for the Washington Senators for like 6 months or something.
Jimmy Fox in the All American Girls Baseball League.
Yeah, no.
This is a historic run.
Somebody given the keys to something.
It's destroying it.
How about Isaiah Thomas?
I
don't know if you count him destroying the Continental Basketball Association.
He destroyed three different entities.
But does Isaiah Thomas have the cachet in terms of sports history that Phil Jackson
does?
That's what I'm saying. This man alienated his best player the moment he set foot in that city. The moment. And he made
and then
people,
he signed him.
He made people root for Carmelo Anthony.
And gave him a no-trade clause.
And then resented him
for not wanting to be traded.
So, Bulls fans, just be happy you're not Knicks fans.
How about Jim Dolan arresting Charles Oakley in their building?
Oh, and Phil having nothing to say about it, too. It's real right now for Phil Jackson. But, I think we're going to come here Friday. I would love to come here on Friday and say, damn, the Bulls got big balls, man. Like, I can't believe that just happened, but I don't think we're going to be talking about
it. I think we got to learn from Cleveland, though. If we're looking for the next great GM, we clearly have to be scouting the big three, right? Because Chauncey was getting ready to coach up a team.
Looking for the next GM, just hire David Griffin.
Let's do it. See, there you go.
Get LeBron here next year. All right, what do you guys got?
Yeah, there? What are you doing?
I just came to me.
We already lived through that.
Well, we're going to be watching for fake Woj and making sure that we got the latest for you. Hell, we could have something by the end of the show today. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we'll talk with Jesse Agler, the San Diego Padres radio voice at 2, Vincent Goodwill on the Bulls at 3, whatever news we have by then. And it's, you know, one of those fun days where you don't know. Something could pop, another rumor could surface, and we'll be on top of it.
Another prospect could blow out his elbow, you know, things like that. That Gleyber Torres thing, all I'm doing right now is, come on, Todd Frazier. 5 good weeks. That's all you need. 5 good weeks, because you know the Red Sox and the Yankees are going to be shopping for third baseman, and Mike Moustakas is going to go to the highest bidder, and whoever else gets to settle for Todd Frazier, bring on them prospects. Need them to hit the next month or so.
They are Bernstein and Goff. This is the score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the executive vice president and general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field. You know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating. We haven't been able to get hot.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. It is remarkable how the balance of power in the NBA has swung completely to the players, at least to the star players. LeBron James has twice been able to put together teams, first in Miami and then in Cleveland. Kevin Durant got big money to go to what was arguably the best team in the league before he arrived. Even John Wall was able to blackmail Washington into giving him a max contract a year before his contract expired a few years back. Now, Paul George has reportedly forced the hand of the Indiana Pacers, saying he's gone next summer when his contract is up. George is only 27 and is one of the better players in the game. The Pacers would gladly give him a max contract, but that's apparently not enough. He says he wants to play in LA, specifically for the Lakers. And so the Pacers may have to trade him for far less than full value, which is a shame. I'm John Feinstein.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
So get it done.
There's a whole lot of savings going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Now they have 20% off MSRP on new Chevy Equinoxes, Malibus, and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings on the most popular Chevy models. Plus, you can get 0% financing for 70 months. That's like a sale on top of a sale. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all. Financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
For your business to perform its best, you need to create an environment designed to succeed. You can make it happen with Office Revolution, Chicago's premier office furniture dealer and official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio. Whether you need collaboration spaces, flexible workstations, or ergonomic solutions for a workforce of 20 people or 2,000, Office Revolution has the products, experience, expertise, and personal attention you need to create the space you want. Start building your winning work environment today at office-revolution.com.
Dan, at WOW, we practice a thing called empathy.
Empathy?
If I pinch your arm, I know what it feels like, right?
Right.
Empathy is like that, but with feelings on the inside.
Oh, I think I've had empathy before.
Good. Now imagine having empathy for everyone.
Get nicer than nice customer service and WOW Internet starting at just $29.99 a month. Limited time only. Get started at WOWWay.com. WOW. That's better. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Talking a lot about Upside.com and telling you it will save your company big on business travel and that you'll get a big gift card every trip you buy. Sounds too good to be true, right? So this is what you do. You go to Upside.com, you check it out, super fast searches, less than 2 minutes. They gave me a ton of awesome choices on United and American for flights to Denver. They work for me and a bunch of big name hotels as well. The first option got me a $150 gift card and saves the station over $100 on the ticket. Then they showed me options if I took a flight an hour earlier or stayed at the same kind of hotel down the block. I get even more in gift cards and the trip costs the station even less. That's the beauty of Upside. Being a little bit flexible gets you more, but if you're not, you still get a big savings and a big gift card. If you're taking a business trip, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Upside is the real deal. Got me a gift card of $100. Trust me, go to upside.com. And when you go there, use promo code SCORE and you're guaranteed to get at least $100 worth of Amazon gift cartage. Okay. That's a code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. See what your next trip's worth today. Upside.com. That's upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Right now, get a refreshing medium McCafe lemonade at McDonald's, limited time only.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Getting it going right now until 6 o'clock on the Bernstein and Goff Show. The radio voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, is going to join us at 2. Vincent Goodwill of Comcast Sportsnet Chicago on all the machinations of the Bulls' possibilities at 3. And we hope a surprise or two along the way. 312-644-6767 is the phone number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. You listen to us live there. We are streaming. We are texting and sexting at 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. The website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Facebook, great place to interact with us. If you like the 670 The Score page, there's also Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com. That's where you can see our live video stream that is brought to you by American Needle and directed by Brian Gertsch.
7-7 in the ninth. Roark got knocked out in the third inning.
Roark's been getting his...
really has. Stanton tied it with a home run.
Hey, you're not supposed to say that.
Getting your T's lit.
Yes.
Roark's been getting his...
really has.
I've never heard that phrase
really?
In all my years around baseball.
Really?
Never.
First time I ever heard it was from that man right there, Nick Szczepkowski.
Really?
Yep. He was talking about a pitcher who had a bad outing, said he got his T's licked.
I've heard a lot, but that was a new one. No, that's so baseball-y.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's just dripping of old-school baseball.
Just like how baseball dudes don't say BS, they say horse-S.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like their lingo.
It's that's when Tom Hanks was on Inside the Actors
that's
Studio.
That's just horse.
Yes. When he was James Lipton asked him, what is your favorite curse word? And that is immediately what he said. Wait, did you just have a myocardial infarction over there?
Wait a minute.
What?
Is this news correct, Chris? Prodigy of Mobb Deep died?
Yeah, as we were starting the show, I saw that on Twitter, and it's just like, I was getting text messages from everyone and
serious?
Tweets right
well,
now.
I thought Jimmy Butler got traded.
Oh, man.
I know.
One of the greatest debut albums in hip-hop duo history. The Infamous. That sucks, man. I mean, there's probably like, 17% of our audience who know who Prodigy from Mobb Deep is.
I don't care.
Yeah, man, that sucks. That is one of the... I dare say one of the very goods, because I can't put one of the greats on them. But all right, go ahead. I'm sorry about it.
All right, you seem
yeah, man, that sucks, man. I bought the HNIC album. That was a great album. That got me through Oakton Community College that one semester when I was like, I hate this place. I'm gonna go somewhere else. Yeah, that sucks. Now, that's bad news. Jimmy Butler can kiss my ass.
Shep always good for a laugh when news like that happens. He asks if HNIC stood for Hockey Night in Canada.
Actually, the exact opposite, my friend. I'll let you know during the commercial break what HNIC stands for.
The producer's Nick Szczepkowski.
Breaking Bulls news. Jimmy Butler has been traded. Keep it here for all the details on this huge Bulls move.
It's probably 2 years old. Right?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. You can just keep re-racking that every year until his contract is up.
The generalized version of it, because it didn't have a destination. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Nolan Arenado is in his fifth full season with the Rockies. The last 2 years, he's hit 83 home runs and driven in 263 runs.
83!
Yeah. It's a mundane 83, but we'll take it.
Scoreboard update.
Prodigy was hospitalized several days ago due to complications from his sickle cell disease. Yeah.
I always knew he had it, but I knew he struggled with it as well. There were times he got locked up and he wasn't getting good treatment for it as well. And then when he got out, he wrote a book and all that. But man, that is one of the, his voice, man, that sucks. That is one of the genres finer voices in the 90s, man. That sucks. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, Prodigy was 42. It's 133 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I don't even know if it's true that we're trying to get that play out of the game, because the play is there. If the catcher, in fact, is in the way you're supposed to hit him.
Now, Cubs manager Joe Maddon is factually accurate there, but the rule says the runner can't go out of his way to initiate contact with the catcher, and that's what the Padres believe Anthony Rizzo did last night when he collided with catcher Austin Hedges.
The play last night, I thought, was a great baseball play. I thought Matty Caesar made a wonderful throw. Their catcher was outstanding. The catcher catching the ball, blocking the plate, everything he did was outstanding. And Rizzo did what he was supposed to do. So I really don't know what the uproar is. It was a good baseball play.
Not according to Padres manager Andy Green, who called the play a cheap shot. Maddon, a guest with Spiegel and Parkins. The Cubs play game two against San Diego tonight. Mike Montgomery throws for the Cubs. He's looking for his first win. Yolis Chacin goes for San Diego. White Sox have recalled outfielder Adam Engel from Charlotte. Sox in Minnesota tonight. Derek Holland gets the ball. Irvin Santana throws for the Twins. NBA, Mark Stein reportedly saying that the Cavaliers are trying to assemble a multi-team trade to acquire Jimmy Butler from the Bulls. Now, the draft is Thursday, and the Bulls reportedly showing interest in Kansas swingman Josh Jackson. They'd have to move up to get him. Butler still has 2 years.
Jason, this is all coming together for you, isn't it?
Truly is. Truly is. Zach, how do you feel about Josh Jackson, Zach?
I think he's 6'10". He's not the kind of guy that I would build an entire franchise around if I'm the Bulls.
He's had some punchy issues as well, but I'm not feeling it as some kind of franchise-changing top three pick. I don't like it. I don't like it, Zach, damn it.
But he's the kind of player that excels in today's game. Right?
Or he's Corey Brewer.
You better hope he's not Corey Brewer.
I don't have to do anything. That's on the Bulls.
If you draft him.
All I got to do is stay black and die, Dad. No, I'm listening with you, man.
Well, what about this? The Knicks are reportedly listening to offers for Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
Make that
Alabaster
happen.
Ewing. Alabaster
Make
Ewing. Yeah, I mean, I'd be down for that. But then they're not going to give you a pick and Kristaps Porzingis, are they? You're not going to get
Try him.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They just signed Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah for a gazillion dollars last offseason, right?
Yeah. At some point, the dumb moves have to stop for that organization.
Why? Jim Dolan is still running the team.
You're right. You're right. Phil, PJ himself. All right. Sorry, Zach.
All right. Now, Jimmy Butler has 2 years remaining on his contract, including a player option for 2019. So the Bulls technically don't have to make a move if they don't want to. Also, Dwayne Wade reportedly leaning in the direction of picking up his $24 million player option to remain with the Bulls next season. College basketball, Northwestern assistant Pat Baldwin is the new head coach in Milwaukee. Football, ex-Bears wideout Marquise Wilson signs with the Jets. And former Notre Dame quarterback Malik Zaire transfers to Florida. Tonight, tune in to the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for First Pitch at 7:05, sponsored in part by White Castle. Catch some dang spicy new hot chicken sliders.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to 670 The Score.
Almost pornographic the way he describes chicken and pork and all these other things. It's a little sensual.
We'd like to thank Xfinity and White Castle for helping me put food on the table. And you too, guys.
Yes, sir.
So we're going all out every single time. Part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Want to remind you, you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score tonight, 6:30, when the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs. Almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month or a new 2017
2015 Ford Escape for $249 per month.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives applied. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/17.
This segment of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago. Yeah, we'll talk some baseball at the top of the hour. Might have some fireworks of the baseball violence kind at Wrigley Field tonight, because I think something's got to happen. I think when the manager calls it a cheap shot, and then, like you say, the tough guy pants are on, and just like, what? What? Where? I don't know. I don't know where. What are you talking about? I don't know.
Yeah, he was very matter of fact in his statement too. Like, this is what happened. This is what the rule is. This is what shouldn't happen. Not calling him a dirty player. It was a cheap shot play. Like, he laid it out. Andy Green did his best in not getting the emotion into it, because whenever I see a guy talk in those kind of tones, it kind of feels like to me like, and expect what is coming after this.
Right,
now.
And this, there is a perfunctory response, and that this is the dance that has begun.
Right.
It's a cheap shot. Like, I'm not saying he's a dirty player at all. Nobody's saying that. But he clearly deviated from his path to hit our catcher. He took our catcher out. The rule exists to protect him. You know, it's a disheartening play to see come about like that.
Well handled.
He was matter of fact about it. Didn't get emotional, because if you get emotional and then the throw comes, it's like, oh, they told us they were going to do it yesterday. No, he played it like a G. All right, this is what you did. You know you did it. We will have to, you know, smartly tap that ass tomorrow.
And what we're not talking about was Joe Maddon's response when asked about Kyle Hendricks, about how he's not going to put a finish line on it.
No time table.
Because I was contacted by somebody today whom I trust, who said, just keep an eye out for the Hendricks injury to be worse than they initially let on.
Are we getting into Rodonish territory, where you're kind of awkward about saying what's going on, and the next thing you know, it's 6 weeks later?
Feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, because they said he had tendonitis in his hand, and then, you know, we're like, all right, what part of the hand? And
they had a bad throwing session.
His setback. That was the setback, and we still don't see Kyle.
Right. So my antenna are up for that.
Do you think that the injury is further up on the arm, or you think it's still hand stuff?
No, I didn't ask. I don't know. I just got a heads up from somebody I trust who said this might be worse than they're letting on. And I hope that's not true. I hope he's a fast healer. Regardless, thanks to the Cubs for last night. It was very nice of them to have us all there and to touch base, to shake some hands with some people. And hey, seeing Jim Hendry before the game was cool, too. He was there, a guest of the Cubs front office. Mm. He looks good. He looks like he's probably, you know, scared straight into getting into shape after, you know, he had the heart scare.
Right.
And he looked as good as I've seen
him. Is he still in the business?
Yeah, Yankees scout consultant of some kind.
Because I was saying, the stress of being a general manager, like, people think, like, just because they play video games, that all general managers do is acquire players and trade for players and cut guys. No, you have to be a part of everything that happens in your building.
There's a lot of hard
travel. You got to select the scouts. You got to select everybody. You have to make sure they're doing their job. And like you said, there's travel to places that don't have, you know, anything but a comfort inn, or, you know, like there's a lot of things that are not glamorous about that life. Odd hours, awful eating situations. So yeah, being a general manager is a tough go. So I'm glad he's looking better and feeling better.
Yeah, but they treated us nice last night with brought up all the food and drink and
killed the dessert cart. The Fluffernutter pie thing that was going on. That was outstanding.
I got out of there before that thing rolled through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fluffernutter pie.
Yeah. And they had like a kind of a Reese cup thing. Yeah, it was outstanding.
Ooh, I haven't had a good old fashioned Fluffernutter.
I've never had it.
Really? You never had a jar of marshmallow fluff in the house?
Nope. And none of that.
Instead of peanut butter and jelly, you do a peanut butter and marshmallow fluff?
Always PB&J. It was never any deviation from that. On wheat bread.
How about
on wheat bread?
How about PBJ and fluff?
now I'm listening.
Yeah.
Now I'm listening. Do they still sell it?
Marshmallow fluff?
Yeah.
It's basically just whipped corn syrup in a jar,
I've never been a big fan of marshmallows, though. So
it's different.
Yeah, I mean, is it like a melted marshmallow?
Yeah,
like
it's a s'more? Like a melted one. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. It's not like the gummy. The
yeah, I'm not gonna get down with marshmallows too tough.
I don't know if
the food.
Right.
Yeah. I got a lot of marshmallows that are my friends.
This segment is brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. The Bernstein and Goff Show. More baseball talk after the top of the hour. We'll get a Padres perspective on this rhubarb, this brouhaha that is occurring, even though Joe Maddon doesn't understand what's going on, doesn't understand why anybody's making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, well, more times than not, when you play dumb, you just look dumb.
You've got the score.
Bulls fans, as trade talks continue to heat up for Jimmy Butler, the Score's Spiegel and Parkins are bringing you the latest.
Joe Cowley, beat reporter for the Bulls. What's the latest?
A big change of direction, I think, for Jimmy, who's been adamant with Garpax that he wanted to stay in Chicago until this Cleveland thing popped up as a real option. And the feedback that Cleveland players got in reaching out to Jimmy was he's going to push for this thing.
Keep it right here. We'll have all the details as soon as news breaks regarding a Jimmy Butler trade on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Looking for more energy efficiency at home? The Home Depot's lighting the way with aisles of next-generation LED bulbs, lights, fixtures, and ceiling fans. Take the new Holly Spring ceiling fan with three LED bulbs that can last for more than 10 years. It's only $79.97. See? You're already saving. Switch to more energy-efficient LED lighting, fixtures, and ceiling fans only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
I just keep talking, but I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
17.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Look who's here. Always nice of the off-air sports talk and the on-air presence.
He's the nicest tall man that I know. Because I've been around a lot of angry tall people.
You've been around a lot of badass tall people.
A lot of Atlanta Hawks and a lot of Chicago Bulls. Scott Paddock is the nicest tall man that I'm around.
He is also the president of Chicagoland Speedway, and it is already that time again as we start approaching the first week of July. The NHRA Route 66 Nationals are upon us. You can almost hear the engines revving in the distance as we speak. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys. Great to be back with you. Yeah, the fastest form of motorsports on the planet, the National Hot Rod Association, is coming to town. Their one-time-a-year visit to our world-class raceway, Route 66 Raceway down in Joliet. In fact, I think Terry Boris can hear the engines roaring right now as we speak out on his porch.
He's these people off my lawn.
He's revving his in the driveway like, no, Terry, you can't go out there with the big boys.
It's family fun with some massive machines. These are human beings strapped onto rockets, essentially.
I know you're big into science and technology, Dan, and this is actually precision at its finest when you talk about technology. 10,000 horsepower goes from 0 to 335 miles an hour in under 4 seconds. Jeez. What these drivers tell you, and this has been scientifically proven, is the G-force impact they feel at the starting line is analogous to what an astronaut feels during liftoff on the space shuttle. And there's been a couple of instances where drivers actually have had detached retinas as a result of that impact. So, but imagine if you have a front row seat to watch that. The sights, the sounds, the smells. It's a full-body sensory experience.
You can actually see the retinas detached from drivers' faces when they, you know, when you're that close to the action.
But it's more than just the racing, because as always, every ticket's a pit pass, and then you've got the live musical entertainment and the track walk and the pits viewing areas that are set aside. There's going to be a skydiver. There's going to be an area displaying the evolution of racing in the NHRA, and kids 12 and under. This can't be right. $33 for the 4-day general admission.
That's right.
Yeah, 4 days.
You got to get that refill that youth pipeline. And the kids are a big part of this sport. Great family entertainment. And you're right, Dan. Every ticket is a pit pass. So you watch the action on the racetrack. Then you go into Nitro Alley, the fan midway area. And you watch these world-class crew chiefs and mechanics literally break the engines apart and rebuild them in front of your eyes. Because the duress of going those speeds in 4 seconds or less is such, they have to rebuild them each and every time. But there's music, there's entertainment, great names like John Force, 16-time winner, Courtney Force, great gender and ethnic diversity in this sport represented with the drivers, Antron Brown, our defending champion, used to be a former world-class runner in the 100-meter dash, Olympic kind of speeds. And
back this isn't fast enough.
I need to go fast enough. Yeah,
absolutely. So it'll be a lot of fun, and it's the 20th running of the Nationals, so we're bringing back a lot of the names from early in the sport's years. To help celebrate. So there'll be a lot of star power that weekend.
This is a whole weekend, too. This isn't just a couple of days. This is Thursday through Sunday. You got Dialed In Thursday, July 6th. Friday Night on Fire, July 7th. What does that entail?
So that's Under the Lights, two sessions of qualifying. And when you see those header flames coming out of these Top Fuel dragsters under the lights, There's nothing quite like that. And then we do two rounds again on Saturday and then Championship Sunday, which is a bracket-style elimination to determine who the champions are coming out of the weekend.
Header flames. I've never heard of that exact term before. So the headers are the big things.
The big things, yes. The things that are sticking out the pipes
with the fire
that,
coming
that
out
move
of
the things from the exhaust.
Well, you know why I asked?
No, I got you.
The reason I ask is the Jimmy John's commercial that we run on our station.
Where I got a header with cams.
No, it says like, I'm going to race a cup. Wouldn't be fair, sir. Why? You got a fully blown V8 with slicks and headers. Like, well, I have no idea what slicks and headers are. I think slicks are a kind of tire, right? And then so the cop car and the big fire thing.
I thought that was an overnight show, slicks and headers, but I could be wrong.
And these are nitromethane fuel cars. That's how they go. And you think about just the precision of making a vehicle go that fast, that quickly. And it's about the horsepower, also about the reaction time off the tree. But a lot of fun. John Force, Courtney Force, Antron Brown, Illinois' own Tony Schumacher will be back there competing to get their championship hopes underway.
And if people want more information, it's Route66Raceway.com or you can call 888-629-RACE. But everything is available for you at Route66Raceway.com. There's even camping opportunities. You can get special parking, premium parking. It's available. And then Thursday, kids admission is free.
Yep. Can't be there. Kids are free, and then great pricing for kids throughout the weekend. So great family event, a lot of kids programming activity. It's a full body sensory experience, and you haven't lived till you've experienced those live.
And just in time for the kids out of school, too.
That's right.
It'll be a fun time.
Absolutely.
Awesome stuff, Scott. Thank you very much.
Great to be here, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Scott Paddock, the president of Chicagoland Speedway, Route66Raceway.com. After the top of the hour, just a couple moments, Jesse Agler, the radio voice of the San Diego Padres, joins us. I want to ask about Ulys Chacín and what his baseball sensibilities might be.
I want to know if baseball hands will be thrown.
Well, maybe Chacín.
Will he crimson his face?
Maybe he's one of these sort of self-appointed deputized baseball marshals here to police the game. This segment brought to you by Presence Health. Staying on top of your health starts with an annual wellness visit with same-day and weekend appointments. You can schedule a visit today at presencehealth.org/docs. More baseball talk next on The Score.
It's a big day in Chicago sports, and as the number one sports station in Chicago, we're talking about the Anthony Rizzo slide at home plate controversy, the Bulls' potential trade of Jimmy Butler, and the Blackhawks and NHL draft. Keep it right here for more on these hot stories on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Hey, this is Jason Goff for Xfinity X5. I was walking around the Taste of Randolph the other day, and the X5 booth was right there for people to walk up to, and I heard people walking up to the guys and girls in the Xfinity X5 shirts, and they were saying, what's this Xfinity X5? Well, they told them, Xfinity X5 will change the way you Wi-Fi with a whole new way to personalize and control your home network. With X5, you can set up your home Wi-Fi and be online in minutes. Find your Wi-Fi password, know who's online, troubleshoot issues without having to call a customer service person, and even pause home Wi-Fi network access during dinner time. Now, we all know you got the kids running around, or maybe you got your lady running around, or you're running around and you're on Wi-Fi. It's like, hey, it's time for us to be a family. So you can pause Wi-Fi with Xfinity X5. And of course, we all know that Xfinity delivers reliably fast internet so everyone can get online at the same time, and you can actually track the usage of the different, you know, tablets or the different phones or whatever is going on, so you can see, all right, my daughter's using it this much, my other kid's using it this much, my husband or wife is using it this much. Xfinity X5 is all there for you. So sign up right now and get started with Xfinity internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Xfinity internet is perfect for everyone, so be sure to call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com right now. Get that Xfinity X5 today and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Hey, Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer Rascal Flatts. When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free, an agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service.
I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers eight counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881. And start packing.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on the